No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. Maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson coming at you with tons of things to talk about in the sports world. And, oh my gosh, I don't know what y'all were doing on Saturday night, but I sure as hell know what I was doing. And I was watching the UFC, and I saw Edwards and Usman, and I saw one of the most unbelievable knockouts that I think I've ever seen in my life. Leon Edwards, you are my hero after what I saw you do to Usman in that octagon on Saturday night. Tons of football to get into. We've got more preseason action ahead of us. NFL's literally right around the corner now. Obviously, college football that much closer to us. We can continue talking about the drama in the NBA, but holy hell, Mike Wilson, are you with me, brother? What a night on Saturday night for me, anyway. I got to see that unbelievable UFC fight, Usman and Edwards. Absolutely unbelievable stuff, what I saw in the octagon, bro.
There's a lot of unbelievable stuff that's happened. I saw those highlights, and we got NFL preseason, buddy. It's in mid-swing. Here we go.
Alrighty, folks, that's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/schoolprinting for coupon and requirements.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Obviously, you can check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And I'm assuming we'll have the real John Poulter here any moment, if I'm not mistaken. We always talk to John at this time about what's happening in either Major League Baseball and or hockey. It just depends on what's going on at that time of the year. But I'm going to assume that we have John Poulter with us, Mike Wilson, and looking at the standings going around things, well, first and foremost, John, are you with us? Do we have you? We don't have him quite yet, but we will have John Poulter, a professor of sports. But I am looking around at, obviously, things going on in Major League Baseball, Mike, and what's going on in the American League East is actually insane when you really think about it. I think at one point the New York Yankees had like almost a 20-game lead, and now it's down to 7 over the days. The Rays are now 8 games behind the Yankees as well, so things are tightening up there. Cleveland on top in the Central now, Minnesota a game behind, the White Sox 2.5 behind. There was all kinds of thoughts about the White Sox being this, that, and the other and a bag of chips this season, and I'm sorry, but that really has not developed. The Astros, all they do is just keep being impressive, man. They win a lot of baseball games each and every year. And, you know, they have the scandal, but again, I think you keep winning football, baseball games, any game, whatever it is, you keep doing what you're supposed to do, and you forget about that stuff. Winning cures a lot of things. We know that. Looking at the National League, the Mets on top there. The Braves have really played a lot better down the stretch here. I think the Braves are going to be tough come playoff time. I really do. St. Louis on top of my Brewers by 5 games, bro. Things have gone bad for the Brew Crew, and it's not looking good. You got to win that division, otherwise you're not making the postseason is my thought. Dodgers just looking like
they're beating up on everybody like crazy as of late. You know, Padres are out of that division, but they're definitely in the race for the wild card. Do we have John Poulter yet? John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
There he is, John Poulter, professor of sports. So, I don't know if you heard the beginning of what I said, but things are getting a little bit interesting in the American League East. All of a sudden, your Blue Jays only 7 games back. This would be one of the most remarkable things I think I've ever seen in sports if the Yankees literally fall apart this bad, John.
It would be incredible if it happens, and of course I have a big vested interest in it given where I live and the team that I support. They've been into Yankee Stadium this weekend and won 3 games fairly handily, looking for a 4-game sweep Sunday afternoon with Alec Manoa going, so they got a pretty good chance at it. I don't understand the Blue Jays. I mean, they played badly against Baltimore last week, and we know that Baltimore is a much improved team than it has been over the past few years, but you go into New York and beat the Yankees 3 straight, you have to scratch your head and wonder why the best we can do is take 1 out of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles here in Toronto this week. So lots of puzzling things going on with the Blue Jays. They've lacked consistent pitching, and going into the season, we all kind of thought that pitching was one of their strengths. They're doing this with a subpar George Springer. He's been on and off the disabled list most of the season. He currently is serving as the DH because he's got an elbow problem. So you take him out of the outfield, that's a bit of a loss defensively, but he's still delivering offensively. Guerrero had a career season last year. Even though he's very young in his career, I think we could call it a career season because it was an outstanding season. He's been good this year, but he hasn't been as good this year. The team is just playing reasonably well right now. They're starting to get some good pitching. Let's hope as Blue Jay fans that it continues, but I still sit back and think that the Yankees built up far too big of a lead early in the season, and although they've dropped off tremendously in the last little while, I mean, certainly since the 30th of June and since the All-Star break, the Yankees have been a very subpar team. I think they're 17-27 since June the 30th. That's not what championship teams are built of. And if Toronto can go in and sweep that series Sunday afternoon, I think they make a huge, huge statement, but I think they've left it a little bit late.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
I hope everything is well up there in Toronto. I mean, look, you look at these standings, and really one of the big races is the Minnesota-Cleveland race for the American League Central. And I saw Minnesota up close and personal last week, and they are impressive. But what's going to be the determining factor between who wins? You know, do the Guardians win this, or do the Twins bring home the division title?
That's an interesting question. And we, you know, the Minnesota Twins were a little bit like the Yankees on a smaller scale. They jumped out really quickly, built out a comfortable lead, kept that lead. Cleveland has been hot lately and has caught them and passed them. Frankly, I thought that I'm a little surprised at the Twins, because I thought the Twins did one of the better jobs in strengthening themselves and deepening their roster at the trade deadline, and it hasn't been that way since it's on the field. And obviously, you win the games on the field, you don't win them on paper. But I'm a little puzzled as to why these moves for the Twins didn't work out as well as we all expected them to. And on the other hand, Cleveland sat pretty quiet at the trade deadline, decided to stick with what they had. Obviously, they had some comfort with those players. Finance is probably a piece of that puzzle, because Cleveland has never been known as being a big market, big spending team. But clearly the Cleveland team is getting to the point now where they're continuing to develop their own players. They're playing very well, and in Terry Francona, they have a top-notch manager, and that may end up being one of the differences. You know, the guy that fills out the lineup card doesn't go on the field, but he certainly does have a pretty big input into what does go on the field and how you manage that strategy. I think Francona's done an outstanding job with what he's been given. At the start of the season, Cleveland didn't look like they were that strong, but here we are, the middle of August, and to your point, they're in first place. It's still only a game, so that can turn around very quickly. I haven't looked at the schedule to see how many head-to-head series there are still between the Guardians and the Twins. However many of those there are, will probably end up deciding that division, because I just don't see the White Sox being there. The White Sox on paper look like a tremendous team at the start of the season. Yes, they've had a lot of injuries, but they've hovered within two or three games of the 500 mark all season. And again, that's not the sign of a championship team. That's the sign of a team that thinks it's a contender.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We can't let this slip by, fellas, and John and I have been kind of texting a little bit over on Twitter a little bit about what's been happening, and we can't let it go unrecognized. Albert Pujols now up to 692 career home runs after a two-run after a two-homer game the other day. 700 is literally right around the corner for this guy. And, you know, it's interesting because I feel like he's gotten his mojo back a little bit ever since the All-Star break, when I think he shocked me and many other people with how he was able to battle in that home run derby. I know he didn't pull anything off or anything, but, you know, it just kind of lets you know that, hey, the old guy can still knock the ball out of the park. And 692, John, he's coming up to 700 pretty quick.
He is, and we talked about this a couple of times early in the season. You asked me if I thought he would get there. I said yes. I must admit that about 2 weeks ago I was kind of having second thoughts about that, but having seen a five-homer week, and none of them were cheap, I think he's probably on pace, and if he can get the playing time, I think he's going to get there.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back, and we'll continue the conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging all this here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. We have our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. We talk about real life at times, too, to be honest with you. It is what it is. Sometimes we just have to talk about what's going on in the world. I just want to ask you another quick question, because I know I brought this into play a couple weeks ago, and then we talked a little bit more about it, because I do think it's going to come into play when Toronto is able to make the postseason. And I know you said that, you know, it doesn't really matter potentially if it's a pitcher that pitches every 5 days or this and that and the other. However, I've been doing some thinking about this, and I kind of disagree. I think it's a huge advantage for the Blue Jays to be playing home games come playoff time, knowing full well that people are not vaccinated. And again, I know it's all about choices, and everybody has the right to do what they want with their body and this and that and the other, but I feel like that's a slight advantage for Toronto going into the postseason, John. I really do.
Well, you know, I guess it depends on which way you look at it. And, you know, I have to look at the results on the field, and I think the sample size we've seen so far this season is a big enough sample size to kind of make a reasonable comment on it. It hasn't helped the Blue Jays that much. We've seen several times that a team that is supposedly weakened, playing without some of their best players or playing without a number of players, has come in and stepped it up a notch and has played very well against the Blue Jays. I don't believe they have swept any series where the other team has been shorthanded. And yes, we're looking at postseason, and yes, at the moment Toronto is in the top wild card spot, which would mean that they would host a wild card series, which would create a problem perhaps for the team coming in. But we also have to remember that the rules in Ontario are that a person has to have had two vaccination shots 2 weeks prior to entering the country. So let's assume that playoffs start October 1st. We've still got 3 to 4 weeks for anybody on one of the U.S.-based teams, and I'm looking at Seattle right now because Seattle would be the opponent if the race is finished today. Those players still have time to make that decision and perhaps get their vaccination, so it's still entirely possible that some of these players will change their mind. I guess Whit Merrifield is a classic example. When he was still with the Royals, he did not make the trip to Toronto because he was not vaccinated. On the trade deadline, he was traded to Toronto, and all of a sudden he was vaccinated, and here he is now playing as a fairly regular player. He's playing 4 or 5 days a week. So people can change their minds. People do change their minds. Perhaps when somebody in Seattle sees that if they don't get a vaccination, they can't play in the postseason, which obviously is every player's goal at the start of the year, maybe that's going to sway some people's decisions a little bit. We may see less and less players having to opt out because they're not vaccinated. I'm not going to really get too concerned about it probably until about a month from now, maybe say the 15th of September, when that two-week time clock starts to tick. That to me is going to be the deciding factor, because if you're not vaccinated by September 15th, you can't come into Canada on the 1st of October. That, to me, is a date we probably should circle on the calendar. That might give us a better chance to properly assess it, Andy.
You know, John, there's a lot of drama kind of going on in San Diego. And granted, we all know San Diego is just getting smoked in the standings by the Dodgers. Dodgers are arguably probably the best team in Major League Baseball. They have that 18-game lead. But all this drama going on in San Diego with Tatis and the suspension, Hader gets removed from the closer role for a little bit. Snell gets hit by another car in a DUI thing. Snell's not drinking and driving. Another person hit him. Is this the kind of stuff that, you know, you go into the deep part of the season? Is this going to keep him out of, or could it keep the Padres out of the wild card race, even though they're in it? But is it going to keep them from getting the wild card berth?
I think it could. I'm not saying that it will, but I think it could. It's almost one of those situations that, you know, the only things that are happening right now are bad. When we looked at that roster the day before the trade deadline, which was the day they made that Hader deal, it was pretty obvious that they were planning on going for it at that point. And then the following day when they dealt for Soto and gave up a good percentage of their future, it was very definite that they were going for it this year. But they have struggled. I mean, they're 10-10 this month. They're 21-24 since the 1st of July. 37-37 since the 31st of May. So they've been treading water now for the better part of 3 months. And to your point, the Dodgers not only being 18 games ahead of them, the Dodgers with the best record in baseball, and, you know, the Dodgers just don't lose. They're 15-3 this month. They're 36-8 since the 30th of June. That, to me, is a huge statement. So as you point out, Mike, clearly San Diego looking at a wild card spot. If they're going to get into the postseason, they're going to have to pull up their socks quite a bit. They're 67-56. You got to figure you got to win 90 games to get into the postseason. So that means they've got to win another 33 games in the next 5 weeks. That means they're going to have to play at a pretty decent pace to get to 90 wins. I think it could be a problem for them. Certainly, if Snell is out for any length of time. The Tatis blow is a major blow because I think San Diego probably felt extremely comfortable thinking that they were going to get Tatis back, knowing that they had got to the first week of August without Tatis and were in the race, and all of a sudden they were going to get him back. That's like getting a superstar back for nothing without giving anything up off your roster, and all of a sudden he's not available. So lots of drama going on in San Diego. I just wonder if maybe they've just overplayed their hand a little bit here.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking things down here in Major League Baseball for us. All right, I got two things for you. One, I'm going to bring home to Milwaukee because just very disappointed as to what's going on there. Now 5 games back of St. Louis, but the other thing I want to talk about is St. Louis and someone in particular, which is Paul Goldschmidt. This dude's year is absolutely unbelievable. Offensively, defensively, this guy is incredibly impressive to me. So I'm going to assume that this guy is going to win the MVP, National League MVP. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. And then I also got to figure out, tell me, what's going on with the Brewers? I know they got rid of Josh Hader. They made some moves at the deadline, and it seems like momentum has been lost, John.
It certainly has. They've lost 4.5 games to the Cardinals this week. When we talked last week, the Cardinals were a half a game ahead of Milwaukee with the final game of that Milwaukee series being played in St. Louis last Sunday afternoon. That was when the aforementioned Mr. Pujols started his assault on the home run record, and those two, I don't mean to rub this in because you're a Brewer fan, but those two home runs he hit last Sunday, they were both majestic. I mean, there's just no other way to describe them. There was no question that they were home runs from the second they left his bat. Brewers have lost some silly games. I was watching the last two or three innings of their game yesterday at Wrigley Field. They allowed the Cubs to tie it in the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers went ahead in the top of the tenth. They allowed the Brewers to tie it, the Cubs to tie it in the bottom of the tenth. The Brewers went ahead again in the top of the 11th, and they lost in the bottom of the 11th inning. Again, that's not what championship teams are built for and built on. I just don't understand why all of a sudden, with that pitching staff, they've developed the problem that they have. Part of it is that Yelich isn't playing as well as we have come to expect him to play. He's had a bit of a struggle most of the season. I just don't know what the problem is there. Craig Council obviously doesn't know what it is either. But I think a lot of it is as much the Cardinals playing so well as it is the Brewers not playing very well. And I don't know the exact date that Yadier Molina came off the disabled list, but I'm going to guess that if you take a look at the date he came off the disabled list and you take a look at the Cardinals' record since then, you're going to see that much of the ground that the Cardinals have gained on the Brewers and past the Brewers has been since Mr. Molina came back. I don't think that that's any secret. I don't think that's any surprise. This guy is a tremendous player. He's got a mind that is probably as good as or better than any catcher we've seen in this generation. And to your point about Goldschmidt, this guy's having a dynamite season. I mean, instead of just playing first base and knocking the ball out of the park, he's playing an excellent defensive first base, as he always had. I think he got his 100th RBI last night in Arizona. I don't think you can discount Pete Alonso of the Mets in terms of the National League MVP race because the Mets are playing well and so is Alonso. Even Lindor has probably got some good numbers in there, but I don't think he's in the class of Alonso and Goldschmidt in terms of an individual award. But I'd have to agree with you right now that Goldschmidt is in the driver's seat. Having a career year on a team that's playing very well, that's usually a pretty good recipe for winning an MVP award.
I agree, John. As always, we appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a great rest of the day and have a good week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball for us like nobody else does. We appreciate him so much. Does the same thing when hockey comes around too, people. We got to take a break. We'll get into it on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can join us if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, people. Mike, I want to get into NFL football, but holy hell, I just keep thinking about what I saw from Usman and Edwards and that most improbable kick to the side of the face and knocking that dude out. And I don't know if you watch a lot of this Usman guy, but extremely arrogant or cocky to a certain degree while he's out there. At the end, he had no clue what the hell happened, rightfully so. He got kicked the you-know-what out, and it was just so improbable because he was winning the fight, like by a lot. He was controlling the fight, and all of a sudden, got faked out, got knocked out. It was awesome. Speaking of getting knocked out, this Kenny Pickett kid, man, he is...
I'm telling you.
He's answering the bell, bro. Like, you know, allegedly he was going up against the number ones for the Jaguars, and he marched right down the field. He played a couple series. The guy was super impressive. Dude, it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, you don't want to rush a guy into this, but like I've said so many times to you before, it's not the same situation for this kid. Like, he's in the same place he's been at the University of Pittsburgh. Like, this is not the same transition as most kids coming from college to the NFL, Mike. Am I right or am I wrong about this?
Okay, I will start off first by addressing the UFC fight that you start off with, and then I'll get to pick it, okay?
Okay, sure.
The best thing about last night and the roundhouse, the kick to the head, I mean, Usman was out on the way down after he got blasted. And then, I mean, it was just incredible. Like you said, you know, Edwards was losing the fight. Like, he was down, and Usman, like you said, was controlling the fight. But what I found to be the best thing after that kick was the reaction that Joe Rogan had. On the game. That was unbelievable. That reaction from Rogan, and I'm kind of a Rogan fan. His podcast is what it is. He's really successful with it. But I mean, that reaction was priceless, you know.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that I see is, you know, Dana White wants to do the trilogy fight, the third fight in Leon's adopted city of London or somewhere in England and stuff. And if they do that trilogy fight, I will tune in to that because that will be a brawl. Not that last night and the fight before wasn't a brawl, but man, to hold the cards over one guy like that, especially Usman, like you said, he's an arrogant guy, but a lot of those UFC guys are pretty arrogant. But it is, there is something to it. Like, this guy, you know, he's talking smack during the fight and, you know, he's all doing all that. And then he gets his just reward in terms of getting knocked out by his opponent. I mean, the setup for the trilogy fight with this is going to be just insane.
Let me just say this. I think that Usman is just that guy. He's like in your face, right? Whereas Leon was a lot more relaxed and reserved, and almost to the point of almost like ignoring a lot of the antics that Usman was bringing to the contest. And to me it was just in his corner. I mean, again, man, you weren't watching it, but his corner was like literally yelling at this guy and telling him to wake the you know what up and this and that and the other, and he channeled all this stuff from within, man, and then he had his moment, and that's what is so special about sports, bro, is that this did not look like this was possible to happen. Like, there was no way Leon Edwards was going to pull that off, but
right,
he did, and it was absolutely amazing, miraculous. The kid came from nothing. Okay, the guy lived in a shack and came from absolutely nothing. And you have to love seeing people have this kind of success, man. And you know, the rematch. Let's just put this in perspective. Okay, like, they fought in 2015, and Usman dominated him back then. This dude had to wait 8 years for a rematch? Come on, bro. And then to make the most of your opportunity at that moment in time, and when the chips were falling and the cards were down and you had no chance to win this thing, this guy pulled it off, bro. It was awesome. I watched the whole event, and I'll tell you what, I'm getting more and more into UFC. I love the way that Dana White does stuff, okay? You know, you hear about all these other sports where they're complaining about what they're making and how much they're going to get and this and that and the other and where they want to go and who they want to play for. Dude, that you know what? That BS, it just doesn't cut it with Dana White in the UFC, my friend. And he does things in a way that, you know what? It is what it is, and it's done in a certain way because it's super duper successful that way. So, I've become a bigger fan of the UFC ever since COVID hit, because first and foremost, they were able to keep going right throughout the whole process. They did something right in that sense, and honest to God, Mike, the product is freaking amazing, dude. These people are out there trying to take each other's head off. And you know what? It's unbelievable action. So UFC has become more and more something that I am definitely a fan of. I'm starting to study it a little bit more. I'm starting to get more involved in it. And at the end of the day, to me, I want to be entertained, and quite frankly, I'm not joking, brother. I'm like on the edge of my seat. Last night, I'll play you the scenario, bro. Okay, I'm sitting right next to Katie. We're watching with Dylan, Yasmin, and Ashton, and Brody's popping in and out here and there, right? Just watching a little bit of the action. He winds up missing the big action, but my point is you're sitting there and you're watching this stuff, and I'm sitting there on the edge of my seat. I'm nudging Kate. She's like laughing at me, bro, right? Like, but I'm so into this, man. So I've become a very, very big fan of the combat sports, and I really am a big fan of what Dana White has going on with the UFC. It's his way or it's no way, and quite frankly, he has the ear and he has the respect of all those fighters, Mike. It honest to God, UFC, it should be the model for how these other sports get things done. I'm sorry, but Dana White knows what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. Dana White knows what he's doing. I mean, look, during the whole COVID mess, there were still fights going on. He was keeping UFC in the discussion with all the other sports with some controversy. Should the UFC be doing this during COVID and how the testing's going to go and all that? But in the end, Dana White's proved everybody else wrong, because he's the one that's had the vision. He's the one that had the fortitude to go forward with this. And like you said, you're becoming a fan, and you're becoming a fan pretty quick. And I think a lot of UFC
fans are enjoying the product that Dana White is throwing out there for them, because it is so entertaining. There are so many quote-unquote characters in UFC that it's easy to hate somebody, it's easy to like somebody, you know, and then when it all comes together like it did last night with that huge upset for Leon Edwards, then, you know, Dana White's laughing all the way to the bank and cashing those checks, brother.
Well, but not only that, in all honesty, had Usman been able to win that fight, you know, he's the standard. Like, he was 20-1 until that heck took place, you know, with Leon being able to get the victory. And I think this sets up that division for just a lot of uncertainty. Like, you know, it's cool. And like you're saying, now we have a third match coming between these guys, you know. So it's either going to be that Leon has gotten over the hump, or, you know, Usman goes back and he cleans a few things up. Because quite frankly, you know, most of the time he's such a clean fighter and he does things so well that there were a few kinks in the armor that I noticed, and there were a few openings. And, you know, the time he got taken down by Leon, you know, that was the first time I believe he had ever been taken down by a fighter in, I don't know, it was like 8 years or something crazy. Like, it's just amazing, you know. Like, it shows you always have to be working on your skills, and you have to be getting better. You know, the place where Leon struggled before was on the ground game with him and wrestling. And we know Usman is a Division II wrestling champ, you know. So like, at the end of the day, man, his skills have gotten a lot better. And it's not necessarily that Usman's have diminished at all. You know, he's a little older, man. Like, he's 35 years old now. Edwards, 30 years old. A little bit more mature, you know. This sets up the division. This sets up the UFC for a lot of very, very good stuff to happen in the next 3 to 6 months. So, ultimately, all this did, it makes the fight game that much better, Mike, if you ask me. Because now it's not so clear-cut. It's not just Usman. You know, it's not the best pound-for-pound guy. Dude, that's all nonsense, bro. It means nothing. You go out there, you work on your skills, you get better, and you know what? You present yourself with an opportunity. Look, we didn't really get an opportunity, obviously, to talk about Kenny Pickett. I do want to get your initial thought on it. Hour number two, we're going to talk a ton of football, but Kenny Pickett going up against the Jags, man, and, you know, making it look relatively easy. And I said to you, not the normal, typical transition for a guy. He's in his own backyard, man. Let's keep it real here. So I think the transition for Kenny is much different than most kids coming out of college. He's going into his own backyard, man. It's comfortable.
Oh, it's absolutely comfortable for him. The surroundings, especially at Acrisure Field now, not Heinz, is not going to be a big deal, because, like you said, that's where he played. The Pittsburgh Panthers play at the Steelers' home field. So the surroundings and everything that goes with being a pro now for him, he's going to be able to take that on very easily. But after the break, man, we can continue talking Pittsburgh. We can talk Green Bay. We can talk whatever, because the NFL season is here, brother. Let's do it.
It's coming, baby. Yours and my time, man. And I know college football is also your wheelhouse. Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. And people, hour number two, a lot about football. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-760-1845, 800-760-1845, 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy, is my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook is Dorfon Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Mike, I know we talk about this here and there, but I truly, truly love this time of year when the Little League World Series, the softball for the girls is going on. Quite frankly, brother, we've seen some really, really good stuff from, obviously, good sportsmanship. I don't know if you remember seeing the kid, that pitcher who hits the kid in the head, the kid winds up running out to the mound and just, you know, comforting that kid. They're winding up being friends. It's a great story. It goes viral. I love this stuff, man. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love the Little League World Series. How about you?
You know what? The Little League World Series is just one of those Americana moments for all sports fans, because it is truly these kids just going out and laying everything on the line, playing for the joy of the game, the love of the game. And you like to see the sportsmanship, like you said. The kid, the pitcher hits the opponent batter in the head, and he feels so bad, he's crying. And the guy that got hit goes up to the pitcher and gives him a hug during the game, a pause in the game. If that's not love of the game and that's not showing sportsmanship on a on an elite level to me, I don't know what is. And I've always watched it. There was a team from Washington State when I was like a teenager that won the whole thing, that really got that whole region of the Northwest into it. And I try to watch it every year that it's on, whether it's a international game or these kids from the States that are playing, and certainly try and watch the championship game. It's just fun sports watching.
Dude, at the end of the day, you know, we always say, like, hey, you should learn from, you know, people before you. maybe we can learn something from these Little League kids. At the end of the day, man, they're just out there having fun in the time of their life. So there's something to that. I know we got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. So...
USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, well, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No vice president in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggested in a recent interview that the United States' green energy push will be the, quote, greatest peace plan in world history.
If we want to be energy secure and energy independent, that means we've got to produce our own energy. My counterpart in Ireland has said that no one has ever weaponized access to the sun. Perhaps a move to clean energy will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known.
Further along in the interview, she also stated that the increasing oil production is what the administration is calling for right now, but, quote, ultimately, we've got to move to clean, end quote. Almost 2,000 workers at the UK's biggest container port will launch an 8-day strike starting Sunday over a pay dispute. This is the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy. The strike comes as people across the UK face travel disruptions Saturday for the third day this week, as thousands of rail workers continued a summer of strikes to seek better pay and job security amid soaring food and energy price hikes. Postal workers, lawyers, British Telecom staff, and garbage collectors have all announced walkouts for later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we've got real UFC to talk about. Leon Edwards, amazing, amazing kick to Usman's face, knocking him flat out cold and winning that championship. Unbelievable stuff. Never thought I'd see what I saw, but I saw it, so I know I did, and it was absolutely amazing. NFL preseason football, we're that much closer to real NFL football, which means we're that much closer to college football, we're that much closer to the NBA, we're that much closer to talking about sports like crazy. Mike Wilson, good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm just chomping at the bit to talk about the whole Kenny Pickett, Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph battle for that quarterback spot in Pittsburgh. It is a battle right now, and Kenny Pickett, like you and I said before we went to the break, is showing us some stuff that he's not intimidated by his surroundings. So let's get to it, buddy.
Shouldn't be intimidated, man. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll start chopping it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, Your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, so you're chomping at the bit to talk a little bit about what's going on there in Pittsburgh. So let's start there, where they were able to get a victory in preseason football over the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was 16-15, but more important, Kenny Pickett goes 6 of 7, 76 yards, the touchdown, no interceptions, that rating of 151 and a half. Mitch Trubisky, he goes 5 of 8, 60 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, the rating of 85.4. And then you got Mason Rudolph, who goes 17 of 21. He got the most showcase there, 127 yards. He has a touchdown, no interceptions. That rating is 107.7. Look, I think at the end of the day, some point, in the season, Kenny Pickett is going to get a shot. I do think that Mitch Trubisky is going to start the season as the quarterback just because, right? Like, he's had some experience. He's been there before. Not that Mason Rudolph hasn't had it. He has, but you would think you have to give the nod to Mitch Trubisky. So the real question is, like, who's the number two guy, if you ask me, Mike? And I don't think there's a big difference necessarily between any one of these guys. But just based on maturity, where they've been as far as before, Mitch Trubisky gets this job by default almost, okay? So, with that being said, who wins the second man? Who's that second guy? And how long do you really think it takes for Kenny Pickett to actually get the opportunity to take the keys and start driving the car?
All right. So here's what I think. I think the same as you. I think Trubisky gets the job kind of by default. I mean, they wouldn't have spent the money on Trubisky if they didn't think that he could be a starter. So I think Trubisky starts off. But I look at this situation a little bit, and I've heard this comparison from other people. I kind of agree with it. You know, there was a time in Seattle where Seattle signs Matt Flynn to a big money contract, and they draft Russell Wilson in the third round. And it didn't take Pete Carroll all that long to figure out, oh, this rookie guy from Wisconsin is pretty damn good, and that the team would be in better hands if they turned the reins over to Russell Wilson. And, you know, look, they got a Super Bowl win out of that. I think the same thing is kind of playing out in Pittsburgh. I think you give the backup job for now to Kenny Pickett. I think he's shown enough. I like how he can get out and run, but he's certainly not a run first guy, but he can get out and run. He's shown command of the offense, and he's just looked calm, cool, and collected. And he just looks like he knows what he's doing out there. So it's going to be fun to watch, but we'll see what happens if Pickett gets the job.
Do you keep three quarterbacks or do you keep two?
I think you have to kind of keep three, but Mason Rudolph is just trash. So if you got to get rid of one, you get rid of Mason Rudolph. And Mason Rudolph is a deer in headlights.
I think the upside with Kenny Pickett is absolutely tremendous. We like this kid. And in a weird way, I think it's the perfect scenario. It's the perfect situation. And sometimes you just have to wait for the perfect time in that perfect situation. So Mike Tomlin will get the job done, dude. I have no causes for concern about what Mike Tomlin will do. I think he'll make the right decision at the right time. Tua got his first action. Were you impressed? Not impressed? Does it make a difference, really, what he does in the preseason? How much are you putting on what you see from Tua in the preseason?
I'm putting a fair amount on Tua because now he has the weapons to kind of show what he can do if he can do it. But, you know, look, last night Tyreek didn't play. The Cheetah wasn't in there. Waddle didn't play. There was another receiver that didn't play as well. So he didn't have his full complement of his weapons out on the field with him. And hopefully in this third preseason game, we're going to see that connection between Waddle and Tyreek and Tua and see how that happens. But for me this year, you know, with Tua, it's like shut up and put up. You know, look, he has the weapons. He has the offense. He actually has an offensive coach now. That's the direction Miami's gone is with an offensive-minded coach. And I like the direction that they're going because it's an offensive league. If you can't put points up on the board, you're not making the playoffs. You're not going to make a serious run at a Super Bowl. You got to put points up on the board, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, Tua has no more excuses in my book.
All right, so I look at their quarterback situation, right? And obviously, it's Tua's job. We know that, okay? But if you look at the depth chart here, okay, there's a guy by the name of Teddy Bridgewater who is also on that roster. And I got to tell you, Mike, I really, really think that Teddy Bridgewater has the ability. We all know this. He has the ability to run a football team. And I think that the dynamic here is very interesting, okay? You got Tua, on the left side, right, because he throws from the left side, and you got Teddy Bridgewater that throws on the right side. But let me ask you a question. Would you say that these two guys are relatively similar, yes or no?
That's a good question, because there is a part of me, and I've been thinking about this for a little while, there's a part of me that trusts Bridgewater a little more than trust Tua, and you know, some of it is, look, Tua's still young. Tua hasn't had the offensive weapons around him that he has now, and you know, he's coming off that injury to Alabama and all those kind of things. But there's a part of me that, you know, if Bridgewater's in there, I might feel a little bit more comfortable, because he's a veteran, he's been around, and quite honestly, Andy, I think Bridgewater has kind of been talked down a little too much around the league and with other people. I think Bridgewater is a solid NFL quarterback who he just goes and does his job. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's not any of that. He's just like, give me the offense, let me go, and I'll get the job done for you. So there's a part of me that, you know, if it ain't working for Tua, put Teddy in. And Teddy could most certainly deliver the goods in terms of wins for Miami if it goes south for Tua.
The way that I look at it is I feel like they're relatively similar. They both like to be a little bit mobile. They like to get out of the pocket. They like to scramble. They use their legs. They both have decent arms. I mean, I know that everybody talks about Tua. Can he make the deep throw? Well, we're going to find out, and I'm telling you right now. He's got two guys, not just one. He's got two. He's got Waddle and he's got Tyreek Hill that both can go down that field, and they're going to stretch it. I guess what I'm really trying to say here in a nutshell is I think this is a pretty good situation for the Miami Dolphins with both of these guys. If it doesn't go well for Tua, they got Teddy, and I don't think it's all that different. One style is pretty similar. It's just that they're throwing it from opposite sides of their body. So I actually look at this, and I think it's a very, very good situation. This is Tua's job, but they've got a capable guy behind him if it doesn't work out for Tua. However, I've got good news. I think Tua's going to have a great season. I know I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll continue rapping about what's going on in the NFL. I got to tell you my fantasy team, too, bro. I got to get your thoughts and opinions on that. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Mike Wilson with us as well. You can join us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, I said to you before the break, I wanted to give you one of my fantasy teams. Just had this draft the other day. So I'm going to roll through my squad for you. You let me know what you think, okay? This is my starting lineup that they have put in there for me at the current moment, okay? So I'll read you my starters, and then I'll give you my bench. Starting quarterback is Justin Herbert. One of my starting running backs is his little buddy in the backfield, Austin Eckler. The other running back I took a flyer on, and he's a guy you love, out of the Pac-12. Hopefully this kid has a good season and he doesn't get banged up and he only plays about 8 games. I think you know I'm talking about Christian McCaffrey. Then I go to CD Lamb from the Dallas Cowboys. Then I got your boy in Pittsburgh, Deontay Johnson. Then I got a nice tight end there in Atlanta. His name is Kyle Pitts. As my flex player, they gave me DeAndre Swift, the running back from the Detroit Lions. We have a new position this year. It's actually pretty cool. You get to play a defensive lineman or defensive end. So obviously you're looking at sacks, maybe picks, maybe fumble pickups, maybe an INT, a pick six, something like that. So my player for that, I got Nick Bosa. I got to like that. My defense is the New England Patriots. My kicker is this Dustin Hopkins guy from the Chargers who, I mean, you got to think they're going to have an explosive offense, right? So got to like that. On my bench, I got James Conner, who had a tremendous season last year, and I actually had him last year and was able to pick him back up this year. I got DJ Moore from the Carolina Panthers. I think probably their best option, to be honest with you. Devin Singletary from the Buffalo Bills, who always productive, solid, good backup guy. I got Dak Prescott as one of my backups. I've got Alan Lazard as one of my backups, but he's the number one guy there for Green Bay, so that should make some sense if they can put some things together. And to go along with that compliment, I've got Aaron Rodgers sitting on my bench. I've also got A.J. Dillon sitting on my bench. And then I round up with Tyler Higbee, the tight end. I think I got a pretty good squad. What say you, brother?
I'm gonna say that you do have a very good squad. I like that you have Herbert. You took that Oregon kid that torched your Wisconsin Badgers in the Rose Bowl. Much respect to you for looking past that, I'm joking, of course.
Dude, I had him last year too. So this is two years in a row with Justin Herbert for me.
There you go. That's my boy right there. I will say this. I like that you got the running back from Detroit, the Swift kid. I think that kid has a lot in the tank. I like how he plays. I'm not a big fantasy guy. I've never played fantasy. My son does it. My son told me who he took, and granted, there's a ton of Steelers on his team. Your squad. I'm gonna have to tell my son, hey, look, Andy has this kind of squad. What'd you think? And he'll probably say, well, you know, your squad is a bunch of trash, but because he's a Steeler guy through and through.
I've got Deontay Johnson, man. I got that guy, and I had him last year too. I like him. He's their big weapon, man. So I don't know. It's all fun and games, man. At the end of the day, it's just a lot of fun and games, and I like the action because it makes you watch other people a little bit more. Somehow, I think I lost Mike, but I'll keep going here, and hopefully, we'll get this all figured out in just a moment. But if you can do me a favor and get rid of that dial tone, that would be fantastic. There you go. You got rid of the dial tone for me. Look.
Dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need.
Are we on air? Well, in terms of NFL preseason, there's a lot out there. Look, we got all these rookies coming in, trying to make a name for themselves here. Andy, you there?
I am, my friend. Holy cow, man, oh, man. Sometimes in life, when they beam you up like Scotty, you get beamed up like Scotty and you get shot down like a bird in the sky, man. So it is what it is. Technology is technology, bro. So bring me back up to speed where you were at.
No, I was just talking about, what do you expect out of this rookie class? I was going to start talking about these rookies and who should be in consideration for maybe rookie of the year or the rookies to watch, in your opinion.
Well, obviously, you first look at the quarterbacks that'll get an opportunity, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's like when are you going to get the opportunity to get in there and have a chance for some success? And I don't really know which quarterback right now who I would go with, other than honestly. It's either going to be Ridder or it's going to be Kenny Pickett, to me, that's going to get an opportunity because of the situation that they're in. You know, if you look at what potentially could happen for Pittsburgh, we know that their defense is going to be pretty good. we just don't know what's going to happen on the offensive side of the ball, right? You look at Atlanta, and I think Atlanta's just going to be pretty bad, right? Like, I don't know what they have. So one of those guys is going to get a pretty good opportunity right away. I just don't know which guy that's going to be. Then you look at running backs. Then you look at wide receivers, right? You look at guys that can make a big impact. You know, those LSU wide receivers, those Alabama wide receivers, man, like, they're good. You know what I'm saying? They come ready to play in the National Football League. So that's a tough question right now with seeing absolutely nothing, right, that of meaningful football to this point. Ask me that question at the end of September, and then I think I'll have a better idea of who has had a little bit of an opportunity and who I see potentially will get an opportunity in the near future. So right now, I would have to go with a quarterback, but I don't know who that. I'm going with two guys. I think it's either going to be Ritter or I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett. I just don't know which one gets the opportunity first.
Right, and that's the big question is who's going to get their shot first. I tend to think probably Ritter will, just because it's going to be so bad in Atlanta. They might get to the point where it'd be like, all right, let's throw him to the Wolves. Let's see what he has. Let's see what he can do, that kind of thing. I think Pittsburgh, as much as I would like to see Pickett start, you still have a team around you, a team that can probably get to the playoffs. I mean, any team under Mike Tomlin is going to have a shot at getting to the playoffs. We all know that. So they might be a little more cautious with Pickett. But in the end, I think both of these guys are going to get their shot about maybe a quarter of the way into the season, if not right at about the halfway point. The one guy, and I know I keep banging on the Pittsburgh Steelers and kind of tooting their horn a little bit, this George Pickens, wide receiver from Georgia. This guy is physical. He talks a lot, but he certainly backs it up, and hopefully he'll get a shot real soon right out the gate with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What about Adam Hutchinson, the kid on the defensive side of the ball for Detroit, too? Yeah, I like him, too. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, do you see how much cash LeBron James gets to go back to L.A. for that 2 years deal, $97.1 million, to stick around and hang out in L.A. and La La Land and maybe not win another championship? And then, you know, there was discussion about where his place is in L.A. Laker history. And I got news for you, man. I'm kind of disgusted that we're even talking about LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers and, like, his place in their history. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't make sense to me, bro, okay? Like, the majority of this dude's career was somewhere else. It was in Cleveland, it was in Miami, and now you're coming to L.A. late in your career when basically, in a nutshell, this is all about your afterlife, let's be honest, after what you do in the NBA, and a lot of that is in L.A., we know that. But, dude, I'm sorry. I've been listening to these jokers on other networks, obviously talking about this, that, and the other, whatever's on their mind. But bottom line is, to me, when we're talking about LeBron James and where his place in Laker history, I'm sorry, but I think it's out of place. I think it does. I think this is an unnecessary conversation. What say you?
Oh, it's completely unnecessary in terms of conversation. And look, if he was serious about winning, wouldn't have LeBron taken a bit of a pay cut like Tom Brady does, Tim Duncan did, and what they do? They could go out and get other pieces around him and afford to go get those pieces instead of going and taking all the money with that. So, you know, there's a two-sided thing to this that just kind of disgusts me. But look, I'm a Boston Celtics guy. Anytime we talk about the Lakers, it's like trying to swallow vinegar, you know. It just doesn't taste good. And, you know, I got a little story for you. I'm walking through the hotel with my week out in Anaheim, and this guy, I had a Celtic shirt on. This guy gets on the elevator, and he has a big dude, like real big dude, and he has a Lakers jersey on. He has a Kobe jersey on. So I'm like, okay, I respect that, whatever. And he goes, he sees my shirt, and he goes, how does it feel to be second place? I go, how does it feel not to make the playoffs? I'm like, what? You know, so, talking a little smack between the two rivals. But this whole thing with LeBron, and I totally agree, it's being in L.A. is about his post-career and, you know, what he wants to do. He has his own production company now. He's doing some movies left and right. So it's one of those things for LeBron where it's not necessarily about basketball. Like you said, it's about his afterlife. Once he's out of the league, if he doesn't become a team owner or something like that. But at this point, the Lakers, you got to show me something. You got to do something because LeBron and Westbrook do not mix. It's a mix that doesn't happen. And don't talk to me. People want to bring up AD as MVP candidate. I'm like, can he just stay healthy for crying out loud for like, I don't know, 30 games, 40 games? Can he just be healthy for that many games and not go down with a hangnail or, you know, he has like a side cramp or something and you got to sit him out for 3 weeks? So, to me, the Lakers are a bit of a mess.
Yeah, no, they definitely are a little bit of a mess at this point. Darvin Ham absolutely has his hands full, gets an opportunity, right, yeah, to be a head coach. But, you know, sometimes when you think the grass is greener on the other side, just go water your own lawn and see what happens.
Right.
However, when you get an opportunity like this, it's hard not to jump all over it. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a head coaching job, and you know you got LeBron James, you got Anthony Davis, you got a unhappy and upset Russell Wilson, Westbrook. You know, it's just there are some things to be positive about, but I think you're walking into a real, I guess I would call it a personality nightmare. I don't know exactly if that's the right way to put it, but there's a lot of personalities here that are clashing at this moment in time. I like Darvin Ham. I think he's a guy that'll get the attention of these guys, and I do think he'll have some success. And I think the Lakers, as we know, they'll be fine. But ultimately, dude, I don't know about you. Well, I know you. I know you're going to like this. But it goes both ways, even for your Boston Celtics, bro. I like seeing teams struggle at times. You know, it's not always supposed to be peaches and cream, and it's not always supposed to be just working out perfectly for teams in L.A. or teams in Boston, okay? It's okay for them to stink. It's okay for them to suck a little bit. It's okay for them to be down a little bit is my point, okay? And I always have this conversation with California native, okay, with L.A. fan. And ultimately, dude, they have this attitude like they're just better than you and their team should always be great. Okay, well, that's just not the way life works, people. Everything goes in cycles. So I'm okay with the Lakers being on a downward trend. And I just find this, I find it almost a little bit of an insult to the Lakers, to their history, and to everything that's going on in the National Basketball Association, if you all of a sudden want to just make it so that where is this guy's legacy in Los Angeles Laker history? Dude, he's been there for 4 years, and let's talk about what's happened in those 4 years. Yeah, you won a championship in the bubble, and some people will make the claim that, oh, that was more difficult than winning a regular championship. I don't know about that, okay? I just don't know about that. But then you look at the other years. They haven't been all that successful, man. And then you look at what happened with the last year. It was absolutely beyond disappointing, bro. They didn't even make the frickin' play-in stuff, okay? So at the end of the day, if you look at his time in L.A., I would say it's been more of a disaster than it's been successful. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely it's been a disaster more than it's been successful. And, you know, there's plenty of that whole argument that you brought up, and you and I are simpatico in terms of how we feel about that championship in the bubble being tougher. I'm like, I don't know about that. You don't have 20,000 screaming Milwaukee fans in your face, or Utah fans getting on you, or Phoenix fans getting on you at a crucial point in time in the game. So, you know, I don't necessarily buy into all that, but I do agree with you that L.A. fans, it can be a handful to deal with because, yeah, they look at other places around the country and they kind of think we're better than you because of reason A, B, or C. New York fan can be that way as well. But in L.A., it just seems like it's on steroids out there. I'm like, your team, like the guy in the elevator, how does it feel to be second place? I'm like, you didn't even make the playoffs, dude. So, you know, I don't know what you're trying to say because your team did not perform the way it should have. So, you know, the drama out there in L.A. is just going to continue until they get a hold of some stuff. And hopefully Darvin Ham is allowed to coach LeBron and be the guy. If LeBron's not playing well, call him out in front of the other players. Tim Duncan let himself be coached by Popovich, and it worked out very well. So hopefully Ham is the guy. I mean, I was going to ask you, and if he was the right choice for the Lakers for this job, and I think you've convinced me that he probably was, but he has to be allowed to coach and coach those guys hard, because he can come out and be like, yeah, hey, we got some good players here. We didn't do squat last year. We have a lot to prove, and we have to improve this, and I'm going to coach you hard, and you better be ready to be coached, or, you know, changes have to be made. But with LeBron, there's always going to be drama. There just always will be drama. And hopefully it'll be at a minimum for the Lakers this year and their fans.
Speaking of drama and always being with LeBron, we got to address a little bit more with KD and that nonsense and that
right.
drama.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, we've said it before, I was a little bit wrong on what they were going to do with Deshaun Watson, and we can kind of tie this all in together to a certain degree. It's not the same magnitude or anything, but look, my point is this. I think that Kyrie and KD are stuck together, right? Like, they're going to have to figure it out on the basketball floor because, quite frankly, they're too big of a headache to get rid of, because no team in their right mind is going to mortgage their present and their future. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm comparing that to the Deshaun Watson situation only in the sense of you and I thought that he would get a year. They wind up giving him 11 games, and he gets the $5 million fine. Dude, at the end of the day, my friend, I got to say this, and it's absolutely disgusting. First and foremost, it's disgusting because they got this wrong, okay? They got this flat out wrong. And there's no way to make it right, but we're going to have to live with what they decided to do. So they were seeking a year ban. They got the 11 games up from 6. They got the $5 million fine. That probably should have been way more than $5 million. When you're talking about a guy that's going to be making $46 million moving forward after this year, but there's just so much wrong with this, my friend, and so much that did not get taken care of. The NFL did terrible here. What say you?
Oh, the NFL women, or not the NFL women, but the NFL, what they told women was, you don't care. You don't matter to us. Look, that receiver down in Atlanta, Judy, I think, he bet $1,500 on games,
right,
or something like that. They gave him an entire year suspension. This guy decides that he's going to assault women in 25 or 26 of them, and he doesn't get a year? Are you kidding me? If you have women in your life, if you have sisters, moms, girlfriends, wives, whatever, they were just told by the NFL, you don't matter. We need this guy playing. He's a high-profile guy, and it was a slap in the face to women. I know the women in my life were just disgusted with it. I can't even get into what my own daughter said about it, and she's kind of a sports nerd, and she keeps track of this stuff. She was fit to be tied, Andy, and you know her more better than, you know, a lot of people, but they got it wrong, like you said. It's a tragedy in terms of what they finally agreed upon and just the whole situation in general. It's disgusting to me. And the NFL just has to do better. And I think going forward, they have to reset these laws, these rules, or
agreed.
Screw up like this or screw up. So, you know, it is what.
Agreed. Agreed. We got to take a break. We'll come back like we always do with our parting shots. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. On Twitter, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. And as always, we appreciate you listening to us, taking time out with us on a Sunday morning, each and every week. We're always live from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We take you right into NFL kickoff, baby, because we know that's coming around the corner. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
You know what? Parents are bringing their kids to college these days. I get to do the same thing. My shout-out goes to my daughter, Taylor Nicole Wilson. I will be bringing her up to Northern Arizona University tomorrow to start her last couple years of college. She will go in as a junior. She wants to be a teacher. I'm not sure why with that. Maybe it's because that's what I did, but I just want my daughter to be successful, and the separation anxiety for me will be at an all-time high tomorrow afternoon, I'm sure, but congratulations, Taylor. You're taking the next step in your journey of life, and you're going to be successful whatever you do.
Proud dad moment, bro. She's growing up, and, you know, at a certain point in time, she's going to be on her own. And, you know, that's just the reality of the situation, and it's life. It's progression. That's good stuff. All right, man, here's my parting shot. We're that much closer to NFL football. We're that much closer to dreams being made. We're that much closer to dreams getting broken. So this is one of my favorite times of the year, people. We have the NFL season coming. We have the NBA season coming. We have college football. We have college basketball. We have Major League Baseball getting totally going with the postseason. This is time for people to start getting excited about sports, start getting excited and passionate about your team. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch y'all next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody.
Till next time.